your chance to stand up and be heard.
The never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way.
Tucson's Morning Truth with John Justice. Call in now, 880-1041. FM Talk for a News Generation. On 1041, The Truth, Tucson's News FM.
7:07 on a Friday. Had a long weekend. And U of A football and NASCAR. I'm very excited. May even get a date in with the wife this weekend. I don't even know the last time her and I went out without the kids. Seriously, I can't even remember. 880-1041 is the phone number. Email from the website, 1041thetruth.com. Hit the link right there on the homepage. Take part in today's straw poll. Fred Thompson has announced his intention to run for the presidency, so we pretty much know he's finally going to throw his hat into the ring. With that said, he's kind of the last one we've been waiting for of the people that we know to get into the race. So we're asking the question, if the elections were held today, who are you going to vote for? We'll have the results at the end of today's show. You can call in at any time, or if you call in on another topic, we'll ask you who you're going to vote for, or you can email in 1041thetruth.com.
Who's in the lead so far?
It is a, we've got a dead heat going between Fred and Romney, and then Hillary's still leading on the Democratic side. So that's what we have so far. 880-1041, 880-1041, if you want to partake in the straw poll at any point during this morning. On the phone is Wayne Betcher from AmericanProtest.net. Good morning, Wayne. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fantastic.
Well, let's get to the first, before we get to your website, I want to talk specifically about, we've got a big Support the Troop rally coming to town next Thursday. Give us the details. Where is it going to be? What time is it at? And what can we expect from this rally, and how can people get involved?
Well, it's going to be at Freedom Park, which is at 5000 29th Street. And if anyone forgets the details, they're all at the website of the group having the tour, or the Fight for Victory tour, as they call it. And that's moveamericaforward.org.
And that link is actually on our website right now as well. If you go to 1041thetruth.com, if you go to the homepage for the Morning Truth, the link is right there under today's blog. What time is the event going to be taking place?
It's going to start at 9 o'clock, and they are going to be collecting cards and letters for wounded troops that they're going to personally take to Walter Reed Hospital in Washington, D.C. at the end of the tour. How? So if you have a card or a letter, an extra one, or you want to go down and get one, or you want to have a lot of people sign a big card and bring it down, then that'll be personally delivered by them for you to those wounded troops.
And then what cities are they visiting right now? Because I know they're currently on the tour. Where are their travels taking them on this rally tour?
Right now they're going down through California, from the top of California down to San Diego. Then they'll be stopping in Yuma and Phoenix, and then Tucson on the 6th. And they'll be going across Texas. And when they get to Texas, they're going to go way up to the north of America and go across the Midwest and end up in Washington, D.C.
Have you been speaking to anybody on the tour? How have the turnouts been so far?
Well, they are just now starting. So,
okay.
Last year, they've actually done several tours. And the last time they came through Tucson, we had about 100 people rallying. They came out and spoke. One of the people that spoke is Gold Star Mother Debbie Lee, who unfortunately lost a son in Iraq. She is fighting for the troops and their mission. And she has actually visited Iraq and spoken to the people there, and they have expressed their gratitude to her for the sacrifice of her son. And so there's something of the opposite of Cindy Sheehan.
Well, yeah, and this is something that we don't. Well, I mean, of course we don't, but this, we don't hear about the other parts of this. You know, we hear about the protests, and as far as bringing the troops home against the war over there, but we don't hear about the rallies in support, which is kind of what this tour is all about, right?
Yes, that's true, and they have also speaking a military mom. Her son is currently serving in the Marines. Deborah Johns is going to be speaking. And also a rather famous speaker, Lieutenant Colonel Buzz Patterson, who has written several books. And his latest book, War Crimes, is all about the opposition, the anti-war protests, what's behind them, who's behind them, is it really the way everyone feels? Because, you know, if you don't like something that the government is doing, the proper way to dispute that is to write a letter to your Congress. It's not to go and take a flag-draped coffin and show it to some troops and say, hey, I support you.
You know, and since you brought that up, I brought this to Andrew's attention because he wasn't aware this was going on. Tell us about the weekly protest that happened right here in Tucson.
Well, every Wednesday morning on Speedway at 2302 East Speedway at the recruiting center, there has been for many years now a group of anti-war protesters who come and protest the troops. And there has also been a group of patriotic citizens and military moms and veterans and, you know, Army dads and people who want to support the troops and their mission, and they also have a rally for the troops at the same time. And so that goes on every Wednesday morning, and people who commute past there are pretty much well aware of that, but it has received little news coverage.
Well, and you were telling me some pretty heated discussions that had gone on. Was that at this location that you were telling me those stories from yesterday?
Yes. Often, everything just goes wonderfully. I mean, both sides have the right to freedom of speech.
Well, and this is the great thing about America. One thing we talk about on the show, you show a lot, is that, you know what, we're all entitled to our opinions, and we're able to express those, and that's what our freedom is all about. But sometimes things get a little bit heated.
Yes, mostly they don't, but every once in a while, usually it's somebody who has not been there before, has not stood there for a while and noticed, hey, I'm expressing my opinion and they're expressing theirs. Somebody new might come and, you know, they get pretty angry and they want to yell at the other side or even maybe grab the sign out of their hand, and that has happened a few times. But for the most part, if you just stand there with an American flag and you're there supporting the troops, no one's going to bother you. Recently, someone stopped by, and a military mom, she's got one son that has toured in Iraq and is now back here, another one that's in basic training, and she's out there supporting the mission. She believes in it. She's actually from another country, and she says she has seen oppression of other countries, and she really appreciates the freedom of America. And so she was there when a man came and was very angry, yelling at another veteran and her 14-year-old son, and she started to film it with a video camera. Well, the man got pretty angry, and he tried to rip the camera out, and actually it was on a lanyard around her neck, threw her to the ground.
Ugh.
And then he took off, smashing the camera as he went, and he was caught by the police, and he was given a misdemeanor, which I find rather strange, because when you basically perform a mugging, it seems like, you know, you should be charged with that crime.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. And you got to imagine, too, that the nature of what was going on, the police probably would just want to do, you know, not cause insult to injury. And not saying that it's right, but, you know, I could see how that would have happened.
Yes, and it's free speech on both sides. I want to emphasize that normally things like this don't happen.
Right.
And normally you see those people having their say, but at the same time, the people who support America need to speak up and need to come out and oppose these groups, because the troops appreciate it. I've been there, standing there with a sign supporting the troops, and then sometimes a man will walk up to me and just shake my hand. So I just want to shake your hand. And I go, why? Well, I just got back from Iraq, and I want to say thanks.
Well, that's the one thing. When we talked to Colonel Donald Bacon live in Iraq, he is almost as thankful to be able to tell us how things are going over there, how well things are going, as we are to have him on the air. So I certainly can understand what you're saying. We're talking with Wayne Boettcher from AmericanProtest.net. I want to talk to you briefly about that. But more importantly, there is a big Support the Troop rally coming to town next Thursday at Freedom Park starting at 9 a.m. 104.1 The Truth is going to be stopping by, just because we want to be able to show our support as well. And if you go by the website, 1041thetruth.com, you can hit the link to it. It's moveamericaforward.org, correct?
Yes, that's the website to find out about the rally. And the speakers are the ones that I mentioned, Colonel Buzz Patterson, Gold Star Mom Debbie Lee, and Military Mom Deborah Johns. And you can find out about bringing cards and letters for the wounded troops, because really it's not as much about countering protesting as it is about supporting the troops. That's the main focus.
I only have about a minute left here, Wayne. I know that I'm going to try to get together something that we can have listeners come down and sign next week here at the station to bring down next Thursday as well. But in the final minute that I have with you, tell me a little bit about your website, AmericanProtest.net. Did you create this website?
Yes, I created it, and it's basically where I'm doing research on ideas on how to combat and counter-protest liberal agendas. And it's for conservatives. It's a website for conservatives. It talks about writing Congress. For instance, you cannot simply write Congress. Let's say you are opposed to abortion and you don't want Planned Parenthood to be funded by your taxes. You can't just write your congressman. That is the first step only. You write the congressman, and then they write back and say something like, well, we must all be aware of women's health, so
right.
Thank you for supporting me on funding Planned Parenthood. You get angry at that point, and you just say, well, I'm never writing her again. Well, that's wrong. What you have to do is write back and say, I'm not in support of that, and you have to keep writing back until that congressperson acknowledges or understands, at least stops writing you, telling you thank you for my support. At that point, they're not speaking in your name.
You can go by his website, AmericanProtest.net. There's a lot of great information on there. And the one thing I like about it, Wayne, is the fact that you provide a lot of information that of people who do want to get involved, people who do want to do something and speak out and don't think they have a voice, and who are tired of what we hear on the mainstream media and the newspapers all the time and want the truth. They can go there and they can actually find out ways to help out. Thanks for taking time with us this morning. I'm looking forward to meeting you next Thursday at the rally at Freedom Park in support of the troops. We'll be talking more about this between now and next week. And thanks for taking time out this morning, Wayne. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
880-1041, 880-1041. Again, for all the information in regards to next week's rally, go to the website, 1041thetruth.com. Hit the link right there to the Morning Truth homepage. You can go to moveamericaforward.org. It's going to be a great cause and a great chance for you to support our troops.